The Dharma Lars Podcast with Ralph and Ben.
Welcome to the Dharma Dome, bitches. Episode 47, Ji Yao.
Where is this place we've come to?
Which is something else that Cox did.
Congratulations. You get to hear our first recording of this episode.
Yeah. We're hoping?
No.
No.
That's what's happening.
It's going to happen.
Because if it's not, you wouldn't know.
You're going to pack it up? Oh, yeah. That's a good point. Yeah. Congratulations, fans.
You did it.
You made it. This is the Dharma Lars. I'm Ben.
I'm Ralph.
And top of the afternoon with you. Yeah. Producer Orion is here with us.
Yeah.
Producer Orion's belt.
And I'm Ralph.
Yeah.
My name's German. I can't.
Your name's German.
Even though I've got, like, I think a half Irish in me.
You've got a half Irish in you?
Yeah.
Nice.
Mathematically.
What's his name?
Benj Onsen.
No. Benj? Yeah. Oh. It's Onsen.
That's how I signed your birthday present.
Benj Onsen. That's not as funny as Raoul Fopple, but it's pretty funny. Mm-hmm. It's not as funny as Ba Bodenkirk, but it's pretty funny. I like that you're wearing your hat back. Like, oh, I'm just going to chill and put my taxi cab hat as far back as I can. It's a visual, folks at home, but trust me, put on one of those hats and check it out.
We'll take a picture of it and put on our MySpace page.
Take a picture of that,
like,
right?
That it'll last happens.
The new tradition of taking a picture while we're recording. Backlit Ralph.
It'll look sexy.
Yeah.
Girls look like sexy. I'll look like that flag underneath the American flag at the post office.
The one that's backlit?
Yeah. What's that dude's face?
That's the Mia Farrow flag.
Yeah.
It's like, pow, Mia Farrow, I'm punching you in the face.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that. I know that flag.
You know, it's a flag.
I don't understand what message they're trying to convey, but, you know, take that.
It's a backlight profile.
Yep. So what's going on?
Nothing.
Yeah? pretty slow week for you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I
worked a lot.
Yeah, it's, you know, nothing much. I mean, it's St. Paddy's Day this weekend. Technically, it's on Monday, but I'm going to celebrate it on Saturday. That's a big day for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like to eat the corned beef and cabbage. And every year people say, oh, that's not Irish. They don't really eat that in Ireland on St. Paddy's Day. I don't give a fuck, man. Corned beef is delicious.
Yeah.
And I've been eating it on St. Paddy's Day since I was like zero. So,
ew.
It's a, yeah, strained corned beef.
Spoon fed.
and a bottle of beer with a nipple on it.
Because he was.
Yeah.
Ew.
Ew. But, yeah, so for me, that's the tradition. He's laughing it up.
That's so the imagery that I'm conjuring up on the being spoon-fed when you're 0 years old.
Corned beef?
Sick. My stomach.
Oh. Gross.
I know.
Yeah, now I'm sick.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. I'm fine. You're going to go out of town next weekend, huh?
Europe. Yes.
So we will, just for you, those of you at home.
Yeah.
Or in your cars or on the bus, wherever. For those of you listening to this show,
yeah. You know,
everyone that's listening right now.
We will do our next week's episode after the weekend.
Sometime after the weekend.
Yeah.
And that'll be the beginning of our little mini hiatus.
Yeah. And then who knows?
We might drop a Lars episode or two in there.
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah.
That's the kind of thing we do. But you want to talk about where you're going? Or you want to talk about it after you come back?
Nah, I'll talk about it after we come back.
Okay.
Mysterioso. Well, I mean, not really. You know what I'm doing.
Well, it's not a mystery to me.
Yeah. You could probably figure it out if you listened to, like, our last year's St. Paddy's Day episode.
Probably.
I think it happened around the same time last
yep.
year. The one thing I should mention and will mention is this 25-hour-long live podcast that Jay and Jack are doing.
Wow.
Yeah, I signed up and volunteered for the 5:30 a.m. slot in this 25 hours.
How long? From 5:30 to what?
Probably like 3 hours.
Wow.
That's 5:30 a.m. Eastern time.
Uh-oh.
Jay and Jack's time. So
don't go to sleep.
I am going to go to sleep before. I could wake up at 3 in the morning.
Okay.
I mean, I have a wedding to go to tomorrow.
And this
I have work tomorrow
uh-huh.
in the morning. I have a wedding at 4 p.m.
Okay.
And then at 3 a.m. or 2:30 a.m.
Less than 12 hours after the wedding starts.
Yeah.
You have to be awake and recording.
Yeah.
What are you? What's the deal? What's the story? I'm not familiar with this.
He is, or it's. I think it's mostly Jack's thing, but Jay's going to be involved. It's a thing for autism.
It's like a marathon.
Yeah,
a telethon.
A marathon telethon.
Are people calling in and making pledges and stuff?
They have a PO box where you can send checks. I don't know if they have something set up through like PayPal or something. They might.
Interesting.
But
is there a website or something we can point people toward?
Yeah, if you're listening to us on iTunes, go ahead and click on the album art now, and that'll take you directly to that page where the live broadcast will be. And then if you go to dharmalars.net, there'll be a button on the front page for the next couple days, and it'll take you right there.
Well, good. That sounds like a good cause and an interesting idea.
I'm sure people in like Europe who listen to the show...
Where did they come up with that name?
Europe. It's probably going to be at a decent hour when
I'm
around.
I think Europe is mostly like plus 6 from New York.
Yeah, so
give or take.
So they'll be it'll be in the midday. And if for some reason, I mean, I encourage you to listen to it and maybe contribute like funds, cash. I don't know how it works.
Yeah.
But check out the show if you don't get a chance. Jay will be posting each segment of the whole thing eventually.
Eventually.
Now, I think I'm going to record my end.
Uh-huh.
So I don't think Jay would have a problem with me posting my 3-hour chunk.
Is it just you?
It's me. Well, here's the thing. Jay and Jack are already going to be going at it for 12 hours by the time I get on. And they're going to be going at it like 12 hours after I'm done. So those guys are going to be tuckered out.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Like, it's going to be me and them. But that's why I want to get a nap first and make sure my energy's up.
So you can kind of relief.
Yeah, in case, like, one of them needs to take a little nap.
So you should come in there with, like, a plan of, like, things you want to say to them. Or
well, what me and Jack have decided to do... We were going to do something like a top 10 favorite movies of all time.
Nice.
Which I upped to 25.
Ooh.
Which then got up to, I think, all the way up to 40.
Damn.
And I couldn't whittle down my top 40. So I am going to spout off my top 65 movies.
Wow.
I'm going to go from 65 to 40 all in a row. Maybe talk a little bit about each while Jack takes a little break, drinks some water, whatever he needs to do.
That's like by yourself.
And then... Or he's going to just hang out and still
depending
keep
on
at it.
Where he's at, yeah.
Yeah, and then once I hit 40, then it's a three-way between me, Jay, and Jack count down from 40 to our number one movies.
Nice.
Trying to whittle my top movies from 91 to 65.
How did you
was
come up with 91?
Chore.
Did you just like
was a
brainstorm?
I have a list of the DVDs I own.
Okay, that helps.
I have a wish list of DVDs I want.
Okay.
And I have a thing of Blu-ray movies that I own.
Okay.
So based on those three lists, I came up with 91 movies that are Ralph specific. And I'm not kidding you, dude. If you listen to this list, which you will eventually, I'm sure, you will say, there's no way Ralph could take this off to accommodate 40.
Yeah.
I like movies a lot.
No, it's tough. I mean, whenever I talk about a putative top 10,
uh-huh.
I always kind of say, well, this movie is probably in my top 10.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't want to say where, and I wouldn't want to drop it to any lower than 5. And sometimes I'll just have to put a movie in the top 20 or say, oh, that's one of my favorite films. It's really tough to narrow it down.
And then the thing that sucks is, you know, my favorite Star Wars movie of all time is
Return of the
Episode
Jedi.
4. And so you're like... I need to whittle this down, but can I really take out Empire Strikes Back?
You know, a lot of times when I do a top list like that,
yeah.
I cheat. I choose representatives.
Yeah.
I say Empire Strikes Back, and that's like that way I don't have to put any other Star Wars movies on there. Although, frankly...
And I did that with some. I put in, like, Evil Dead, but you know what?
Evil Dead 2.
Army of Darkness.
Army of Darkness.
I don't think Army of Darkness is on my... Which is... Which Ryan, goes to show you
Ryan's going nuts.
How asinine it is for me to have to whittle 91 movies. Like, it's really, for me, if you look at that list, you're going to say, yes, that's a Ralph movie.
Well, you know what you got to do is, I guess, you just take it and drop it and just say, this is it. These are the 91. I don't want to have to think about it again. Because what's served if you make a mistake, you know?
Yeah.
It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
You're not going to a desert island with only these movies.
But I figure I don't really do this ever, so I might as well get it right the first time. Like, we did our top 10 last year, and I was like, oh, I could have put in this, or...
Yeah.
I look at it now, and that's not something I want said.
I think I prefaced it at the time by saying, this is my top 10 movies as I could think of them for now,
yes.
You know?
So this is why I want something that's set in stone.
Yeah.
So from here on out,
you have to think it through.
I can add movies where I would put them.
You're like constantly bumping things.
Yeah. So
that's interesting, dude.
It's gonna be rough.
It sounds like it, but it's
mostly
like it's for
Jay and Jack. So I'm gonna take that nap after the wedding and then wake up at probably 2 in the morning.
I might still be awake.
I'll set up the stuff and. We'll get stuff situated.
So that means you're not coming over for corned beef.
No, because the wedding's at 4.
Are you coming over for corned beef, Ryan Moore?
Ryan
thinks
so.
Good.
So yeah, my weekend is crazy. Sunday we're going. Yeah, it's 9 days. Next weekend's gonna be so freaking awesome, and that's it.
Okay. All right. Well, do you want to talk about the episode of Lost we watched this week?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Further instructions.
Yes.
Further instructions.
You are now, like every week, they're throwing you a crumb.
Further instructions.
Episode
okay.
4X07.
Man, I pimp Jay and Jack a lot on this show.
Yeah.
They have a lot of cool stuff to say. But this week on Jay and Jack's show, their buddy Doc Arts, which is a nickname, did an interview with Damon and Carlton.
Awesome.
And in that interview, he asked them, if we have seen a flash forward in previous seasons.
Did he really?
And they dodged the question.
That's a sign.
So
from them,
I'm keeping my hope alive. They definitely didn't say yes. They definitely didn't say no. But usually if things are not right, they'll usually just say no.
Yes. Yeah, they have a history of saying
are
no,
there
it's clones not
on the island? No, there's
no.
Not clones. They'll say flat out no if it's no.
But if something gets a little too close, they laugh a little.
Yeah.
They bring up something else.
They kind of tap danced around the question. So further instructions.
Further instructions.
Is lock number six
still not debunked?
Is lock number six?
Lock
according
is the
to
oceanic
Ralph,
sixth.
Ralph, it says lock's number six.
And the ABC marketing last week led me to believe that I
that
would
they
know
were liars.
All six. They are liars.
Yeah. Unless they consider Aaron. Whatever, dudes.
I don't think you should, but that's possible.
Was he on the manifest? Was Aaron on the manifest?
That's
no.
True.
So,
true. And I don't think they're counting Kevin Johnson, because I don't think his return is widely known.
Yes, that is correct.
I liked this episode, okay.
You liked it okay?
I liked it okay. Yeah.
All right.
I was
right.
Totally fished in. I was
I loved
very
it.
Enamored of the...
Yeah, you know why you're fished in?
Why?
Because the Jin flashback was only there to fuck with you.
Yes.
It was the only reason
there was
to fuck with you.
He didn't. And Ryan did not like
but
the
you
episode.
Know, but you know what?
Because of that?
But you know what?
Yeah.
I loved the episode.
I liked it. And you're right. It was literally there just to be a red herring.
Yeah.
Just so you would think that it had... But you know what? I knew all along. I was like, something's not right. Like,
yeah.
He's going because he mentioned the maternity ward before she was going to the hospital. Like it wasn't scheduled.
Yeah,
there was stuff going on there.
There was
like,
stuff that was off. Jin's cell phone was wicked old.
Yeah, I just thought that was Korea.
Here's what's funny. Yeah, I thought it's funny because I saw his phone and I thought I didn't think anything of it.
Okay.
The last time I saw a cell phone was Jack's episode through the looking glass, and I thought that's strange. And didn't think anything of it.
So
now,
you noticed Jax.
Yeah, I noticed it, but didn't really like think. Oh, this must be.
Well, you didn't draw a conclusion, but you did think it was strange.
Yes, No. Well, I just noticed it.
Okay.
It was in close-up shots.
Yeah, yeah.
And then in this one, it obviously featured heavily was the cell phone getting run over or whatever. And I'm all, that's a weird phone. Didn't draw any conclusions.
Even though they'd already given you that kind of a path.
Nope. But from now on...
Every time you see a phone.
Lost Riders. Now we're paying attention to the cell phones.
Okay, fool us once, shame on us. Fool us twice, shame on us again. But next time, we're going to be more vigilant.
When the store clerk said, it's the year of the dragon...
He didn't say it. Okay, go on.
When he said, it's the year of the dragon...
Which he didn't say.
Yeah, he did.
He said, it's lucky in the year of the dragon. The year of the dragon is my year. It's every 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been when I was 24... And it won't be again until I'm 36. 04 was not the year of the dragon.
Hmm.
Just putting that out there.
That immediately made me think, well, when's the year of the dragon?
It made me think that, too. And I thought, not until 4 years from now.
When it was revealed that Jin was only 2 months married, and I was fucking confused. Like, I was confused. I had no idea what was going on.
You didn't put it together?
I didn't put anything together, and I was like, I don't know. I don't really know what's going on, but I'm sure it'll be played out.
Yeah.
If I remember the timeline correctly, when the time it cut in the last bit of the flashes...
Of Jin's flash.
It cut from Jin's scene to Sun's scene. And between those two scenes, they did the flashback sound.
Yes.
The rumble.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's strange.
Yeah, it should intercut. You're
and then
right.
As soon as that happened, then I'm like, holy shit.
That's interesting that's what got you there. And that's cool because, yeah, that sound means something.
Yeah.
If they're in a time frame, they don't have to make that sound. They could just cut around.
Yeah.
Huh, that's cool. So yeah, I got it somewhere around there, and maybe a little before then. And my theory... Actually, no, I take it back. I didn't get that it was a different time zone until he said, I have only been married for 2 months. That's what got me there. But like I said, I thought he was going to someone else's. I thought they broke up because of the having an affair with another man thing, which Juliet cold dropped on him.
Yeah. As soon as she said that, I was like, it was so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And they just stuck there and they just stayed there. And I said out loud, Jesus Christ Lost, cut to a commercial. This
please.
Is driving me up the wall.
Give me a blackout. Anything.
Because she just stood there and kept telling him stuff.
Yeah.
And just like a bazillion reaction shots from everybody.
I know.
And I was just like.
And I'm watching it thinking,
make
does
it
he know enough English?
Go away. Oh. Just make it go away. I just.
Yeah.
Show me a commercial.
It was uncomfortable. He said that his son had an affair. And I was like, does he have enough English to get this? And then she kept going. She slept with another man. She was afraid that the baby wasn't yours. Her vajayjay held on to the doggy dong of another duder. And I was like, oh, man.
She started speaking Korean?
And then Sun slapped her.
Yeah.
That's Sun's MO. She loves slapping a person.
You know what? She's kind of a jerk.
Yeah. She has no... She... Yeah.
She gets pissed at people
when
she's just as big as a jerk.
Yeah, like I was watching the episode where she told Jin that he couldn't go and help Michael at a hunting party.
She's
like,
"No,
you can't go anywhere." He's like, "I don't like being told what to do." And she's like, "Yeah, I didn't like it either." Well, shit, you're not going to make it right by like now what he gets 4 years of being shit on and then everything's even at the end.
Mm-hmm. I guess.
But yeah, she can be bullheaded.
Yeah.
And hot. She can be hot.
Let's talk about Jin.
Let's.
The tombstone
He's
said
dreamy.
He, according to the tombstone, he died the day of the crash.
Yes.
So he could still be alive. I mean.
Probably is.
Maybe he struck a deal with Ben in order to get Sun off the island. He'll do anything to get her off. And Ben's like, work for me. You are a hitman. Maybe.
Yeah.
And so maybe Saeed and Jin could be in the same boat. Or being like working for Ben
hitman. Or he could be on the island. I think I don't have any reason to believe that he's actually dead. Sun was crying a lot, but she'd do that if she was separated from him.
Yeah. I think the only reason we would believe that Jin is dead is because DDK's recent arrest.
Did he get? Oh, yeah. He got one of those.
He got one of those.
Ooh, those are kind
I have a theory about those DUIs.
Do they do it on purpose?
No. I have a feeling that they get the script and realize they're going to die, and then they go on a bender.
Dude, you're so right. We've been looking at a causal relationship, but we haven't been tying the chronology correctly.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's entirely possible.
So
that's
hilarious.
That's
my theory of the week.
I like that one. Yeah, I think he saw there. Ryan says son was wearing black, but I think you got to do that when you go to the cemetery and pretend your husband's dead.
Why? What's up with Hurley? He's glad that no one else is there? Is he afraid that too many of them in the same place might set him off and make him go crazy again?
Maybe he just doesn't want to see those people. What? And
maybe he feels guilty about going with Locke still.
Yeah, maybe. Ryan says no. Do you have an idea? Or okay, what's your idea, Ryan?
Just keep nodding your head.
Mm-hmm. Sorry. I haven't really thought this out completely.
Uh-huh.
But so Ben Linus, not Ben Johnson,
phew,
has the means to stage a crash and everything like that, right?
Clearly, which is intense.
Yeah. So, but I also think he's responsible for getting those people off. We know that Saeed's working for him.
Right.
They're all telling the same story, so there's some coordination on that part. I think he's also coordinating the cover-up as well, too.
Okay.
So I think there's strange things afoot at the Circle K that Hurley doesn't want to be a part of.
Oh, okay. So
he's like so Sun gets off, not because she's part of Ben's crew, but because there were medical reasons, and maybe that mitigated her getting off. Maybe he had some compassion.
Okay.
Like that. I don't know about Hurley yet, but I have a feeling that there's an us and them, those who are aligned with Ben somehow.
Yeah.
And those who are not. And Ben's probably in the coffin. Jack, because he has some allegiance to him, goes to see him.
Okay.
Are you buying any of this?
No, I can see it. Like, there's going to be, you're right, there's a connection between the Oceanic Six and Ben.
Sure.
So there's got to be reasons for all of them being there. There's got to be some reason why he saved everyone. Saved Jack out of gratitude for getting rid of his tumor. Or save Jack because, like Ralph was saying last week, he doesn't want anyone that's too strong on the island. He only wants sheep. Yeah. So get rid of Jack and there's one less threat. Save Sun because she's pregnant and he doesn't want her to die. Save Hurley because he wants his money. Maybe he convinces Hurley that donating his money to the cause will help get rid of the curse of the numbers. Because, mm-hmm, you know, that Ben's great at manipulating, and if Hurley has a key, that's the key.
Yeah.
I was going to say about the crash that he faked. They made a huge good point about the bodies, 324 bodies.
I received a text message from my sister today, who, by the way, was very surprised to see Michael.
Just like
last
he called
night.
It.
I don't, but did, was it erased? Oh, okay.
Oh, that was on our first.
We'll mention that in a second. My brother-in-law said that he thinks that it could be bodies of the Dharma people, he gassed.
It could be, yeah.
I mean, how many Dharma people were on that island? If you have custodians like Roger Linus.
20 years later, they will be decomposed and not bloated, but what, I mean, maybe they find the plane, like, say, 4 months after it crashed. You think they're still going to be bloated? They're not going to be like, they showed them, yeah. Yeah, those corpses are all desiccated. They've been in a pit, in an open pit.
No. Well, that's.
And they're still there.
But that's a different. I'm saying, you think that's all the Dharma Initiative people in there?
You're right. You're right. There could be another body pit somewhere. I think that's possible. But Ryan thinks it isn't because they've been dead for too long. Hmm. I see both of your sides. I'm not willing to commit.
But I don't.
Ryan's gonna punch me. I'm taking Ryan's
side. We're gonna find where the bodies came from. Eventually.
Yeah, I think they would set. They wouldn't set something like that up without putting that one through. But last week when we did our Lost podcast. Our Lost podcast.
Uh-huh.
Ralph had said that his sister doesn't know actor names and doesn't listen to our show, so she's going to be really surprised.
So she was going to be the one Lost fan surprised to see the return of Michael.
Yeah.
Which, as soon as that scene happened, I got a text message. Huh? So, good for her. I'm glad she's still pure and can watch Lost and be totally confused.
Yes.
Because she doesn't go on the internet.
Someone has to. I kind of spoiled my mom because I went over to their house on Wednesday and she asked who I thought was working for Ben on the boat. And I said, Michael. And I was like, oh, wait, sorry, because I feel like I'm giving away the future because it felt so. Michael Jackson is a pop singer. What was your question, Mom? I feel like it was a spoiler in a way, but oh well.
Yeah.
Michael had a haircut. Do we want to talk about hair on the Darmalars?
Oh, we already started.
He had a haircut. And it's like, yeah, you remember the early episodes. He was pretty clean, pretty close to the top there. That was a pretty short haircut.
If I'm an actor on Lost and I have a chance to have some time pass in my character, I'm cutting my hair.
You're cutting your hair. And hopefully not getting a wig.
Yeah. If I was Josh Holloway, I would be like, I'm living in this place now. I'm clean shaven again with some nice short hair.
Yes.
Because I don't want to look like a hobo all the time.
Because we have houses. Yeah. The characters have houses now, so is it okay if I go to the grocery store not looking like Tom Jane?
But I'm Tom Jane.
He's a jerk. Oh, what else? Faraday and Sun had a little convo.
That was fun.
Yeah.
I like Faraday.
I do, too.
I'm going to keep on saying that, along with everybody else who watches Lost.
Yeah, I know.
Everyone seems to love him.
He's likable. You get the idea that he's not adverse to rescuing them.
Yeah.
And he knows that that's the party line.
He is a kid in a candy store because he's a guy, who's interested in the kind of shit that goes down on the island.
Yeah.
And he's dropped in the middle of it, literally. Yes. And he has everything at his disposal. He doesn't care about A-15. He just wants to have fun.
Everyone's got food. Everyone's got shelter. He's not worried about getting them off the island.
It's like when I go to my grandma's house in Canada. She has all these great video games.
Right.
I don't want to hang out with grandma. I want to play with my great video games.
You'd rather play Mario Brothers 13.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, I heard that.
So. Sorry, grandma.
I'll talk to you later. I'll rescue you later, grandma. Shit. First, I got to rescue Princess Peach.
Yep.
3,000.
Yes. From Super Bowser 3.
From Super Bowser 3. Oh, you don't know about him. They don't have it here.
Yeah.
The boat crew. Oh, Zoe Bell.
See you laters.
Thanks for that stunt, Zoe. That was a stunt.
Just like Fisher Stevens, thanks for the bleeding.
Thanks for coming by. Thanks for enjoying Lost.
Who blew their brains out?
The
real captain.
Minkowski.
Dun, dun, dun.
Not Minkowski. Minkowski was Fisher Stevens, right?
Yeah.
Whoever he was on the raft.
We don't know anybody else. So
what?
We don't know anybody else.
Whoever he was on the raft with, because he was talking about how he and the other guy went through the barrier or whatever.
But we don't have like a name. We know Regina. We know Minkowski. And we know that they killed themselves or are dead.
I think we got a name for his partner. I just don't remember it because he was already dead by the time we rolled up.
Okay.
The captain, I was like, all right.
Yeah.
I know Michael sent that note with giant letters.
Yeah. By the way, Michael, you're telling us not to trust somebody?
Yeah.
You fucking murderer?
Yes. Good luck.
Yeah. Sure. Whatever.
He killed Libby. He killed Ana Lucia. One of them was premeditated.
Mm-hmm.
And no one told him to do it.
And he led the five other people,
four other people,
into the arms of Ben Linus.
Yep.
But don't trust the captain.
Don't trust the captain. I'm telling you. Well, it's even better because they didn't know it came from Michael. So here's an anonymous note telling me not to trust someone.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Note. Piece of paper makes a good point.
You know what other piece of paper makes a good point?
What's that?
Declaration of Independence.
Yeah.
So you might want to relax when you're throwing words around like that and not trusting pieces of paper.
Now you have a good point, and you're not even a piece of paper.
I should be.
I'm an asshole for doubting paper. Michael wrote sideways in giant letters. What was up?
I don't know.
Was he planning on putting it up to a window so they could read it? And so he had to make sure it was big and legible?
Does he think, like, even if they find that paper, is he afraid they're going to track it back to him? So he, like, disguised his writing?
Maybe he had Walt write it.
With block letters? Where is Walt?
Where is Walt?
How did Michael get there?
Yeah, honestly.
What's going on here?
That's funny. I didn't even think about that. But how did Michael get from...
a guy in a boat to being working?
I did think about it, obviously. But I'm sure they'll lay that one out for us. And I'm looking forward to it. I think next week is a Michael episode, huh?
What? Really? I don't know.
Oh, yeah. You didn't watch?
I watched to see if there was a new episode next week.
And there is, so that's good. Yes. So remember at one time they were saying that the sixth episode was going to be just six, and that was going to be bad because for some reason the sixth episode had like a crazy cliffhanger that we're all going to be bothered by?
No.
No?
I thought it was the other way. I thought it was seven and eight.
7 and 8 were going to have crazy cliffhangers?
7 had a crazy one and 8 didn't.
Okay. Well, 7 does, yeah. That was Michael.
Which wasn't that crazy.
No,
oh
not for
us.
Oh,
my God. For everyone who knew that it was Michael, how tedious and boring and long was his walk
just
down that
Just walk
hallway.
Into the light, please.
Just... And it's so, Michael.
Does someone have a flashlight?
And his eyes open.
And his eyes open.
And
the light's on. If that... never mind. That was a stealth. Was it stealth?
What?
Was it stealth where and the light comes on?
Oh, Christ. And stealth had that shot where...
I swear to God, the whole credits rolled before the light came on.
Yeah.
By the way, don't watch stealth.
I'll watch
Just watch the credits.
Yeah.
Yay!
Jessica Biel.
Yeah.
She's in my top 10. That's easier to do.
Watch Jessica Biel. Sure. I guess that's about it. There's nothing about this episode that really, you know, gave me any crazy theories. I mean, I like your further instructions, reinforcement.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense.
Locke's number 6.
Locke is the Oceanic 6th.
And then Jin, and then that's it.
Where I still want to know
what's in the paper bag that dude Frank was carrying, or what's his name?
Yeah, I definitely want to know what was in that.
Probably chicken and dumplings.
Lima beans, apparently.
Chicken and dumplings.
Where's the chopper? Chopper's gone.
Oh yeah,
that's interesting. But what I still want to know is the timeline of these post-island flashes.
Yeah,
I want to know when Hurley comes to visit Sun. Has he already gone crazy and got better? Has he not gone crazy yet?
Well, it appears that this most recent flash forward, even though I hate that term.
I hate that term myself.
Even though this B storyline of Sun's took place...
4 months. No.
No.
7 months
seven
after
months.
Now.
Yeah.
So June.
So maybe June Hurley didn't go crazy just yet.
So if Hurley hasn't gone crazy, then Jack's still sober.
Yeah.
And Kate could be in...
And you know what's funny? Dale? You think that if Hurley heard that Son had a baby and he asked if anyone else was there, like you would think that with all these gold passes that the other 5 have...
I would think that...
They would probably show up for that. Especially if Jin's dead, to give their support.
Give her support. Saeed would probably give some excuse. Oh, I'm in
murdering.
France. Killing somebody. Jack should go.
Jack should, yeah.
Kate maybe can't. Maybe she's still in custody. Or maybe
she
can't leave the country.
She can't leave the country.
Kate's okay.
Unless she's already in Korea.
No, because when she was tried, there was the seal of the great state of California in the court.
Did they have one of those people head flags underneath it?
The
backlight
person?
The backlight head?
No, I don't think I saw that in the
court. They should.
It's not a post office.
Yeah, we'll figure out the timeline. What Carlton Q said was that it's like a puzzle, and we're not, you know, you'll have to piece when things happen.
It's like a puzzle.
Instead of saying further instructions is a flashback.
Right. Well, it's like a puzzle, except you don't have a box to look at.
An awesome mind puzzle.
Yeah. Okay, do you want to... Yeah, we're done, right?
Once again, go ahead and head to dharmalars.net and click on that button if you're up at that time of day and listen to me.
Listen
and
to the
Jay
Ralph.
And Jack and whoever else is going to be there. I don't know.
And check out our new stuff. We've got our knee-jerk reactions. We're going to do some video diary stuff.
Ben, yours scared me this week because you were doing a... frightened face or something.
Uh-huh.
So you're like,
and
the
it was
default picture. You're
right
just
in the
like,
middle of the timeline. Argh. Yeah.
Looks like you're going to attack me with your mind.
We're putting the knee-jerk reactions up after the episode, immediately after. If we do any
I'll do one this week.
And if we do any video diaries, we'll do them whenever we do them.
Yeah.
It's difficult for me because I don't have the equipment like Ralph. I've always been jealous of Ralph's equipment and Ryan to a lesser extent.
And then
to a pastier extent, but
yeah, if you head to dharmalars.net,
this is pasty.
If you
is
head
a problem,
if it's you go meaty. To dharmalars.net, you'll be able to find links to Jimmy's Lost Score, our MySpace page, shopsalmonade.com, where you can pick up a Dharmalars T-shirt.
Those Dharmalars T-shirts are going fast.
The supplies are running out,
they're sexy.
Look for that golden ticket with the opportunity to record a chant with the Dharmalars.
Yep.
What?
My mama took one.
Yes. I should have gone out on that line. Damn.
Send us an email.
At darmalars@gmail.com.
Give us a call.
At 206-338-4261.
That's for our Dharma Line segment. Everyone can call and say whatever they want. And then one of my favorite new features, send us an MP3 of you singing.
That is correct.
Singing for karaoke.
For our karaoke Dharma Lounge at the end of, which is slowly becoming every episode.
Good.
Today we have a repeat performer.
Okay.
And
with a new song.
With the new song. And I'm just going to say that Beth in Hawaii is going to be very excited to hear from Dre in L.A.
All right. Thank you, Dre.
So there you go. I suppose that's it.
I'm calling you out right now. Palmer and Amy and Kim. If you guys hear the sound of my voice, I'm calling you out. Send us karaoke.
All three of you singing Mockingbird.
Yes. I mean, yeah.
By Carly Simon and James Taylor.
Former President James Taylor. All right, well...
And former Mr. Ed Star, Carly Simon.
enjoy the wearing of the green, everyone out there. It's a great time. It's a great day for the Irish.
Yeah. Hoy to toy toy.
Toy.
And to all you Ireland listeners, do you celebrate this?
Yeah,
do they really?
I'm sure they're aware of it. I don't know. Every year you hear about how they're aware of it, but it's not as big of a deal for them. But then it's kind of, for me, an Irish-American thing.
Yeah,
it's for the American members of the Irish diaspora.
Maybe they just...
And it's, Ryan says it's big in France, just like Jerry Lewis. Jerry Lee Lewis.
Oh.
Oddly enough.
Who?
Yeah, so drink responsibly and don't drive. And enjoy the corned beef responsibly. And
don't poo.
Don't poo.
And drive.
At all. Don't poo and drive. And thanks, Ryan. Thanks, Jimmy. Thanks, all the listeners. Thank you, Dre. And this is Ben for the Dharmalars. Hasta la vista.
And this is Ralph from the Dharmalars. Father, please. Because you said I like Return of the Jedi
you
so
do.
Much.
It's your favorite. Father. Guys. Father, give me legs.
You had us to get one Simpsons reference before we get... That's a very good joke, too.
Thank you.
I love that one. All right, take it away, Dharma Lion.
Hey, what's up, Ralph? It's Ben. Hey. This is Dre calling out of L.A. Excuse that. I don't know where the hell that came from. The last episode, the recap was great. Funny as usual, you know. This last episode, it was cool. I liked the whole fight scene. That was great. And, some of the old little, Ben with the crazy, with his, crazy mind game going or whatever. I want to know who the hell, why he had to sit down he told Locke to sit down. This is going to shock you. Who the hell is going to shock them unless we thought they were dead? Or he was dead, or she was dead. Or that person was dead. Right. So, if it turned out, I think it'd be easy to say if it was Michael or Walt right now, even though they haven't talked about them yet. But it is still, that'd be an easy way out. I want it to be like some crazy thing like, it's Libby. Anyway, like I said, the episode, besides the fight and all the crazy mind games, meh. It was a good episode, but meh. So, it wasn't bad, but meh. Anyway, so, random thought. because this has really been shaving my ass off. So I played my brother in Street Fighter, you know, the old school joint. Oh my God, you talk about a cheating bastard. The damn thing is like the throw. All this dude do, he get his ass waxed, and no matter who he is. But then as soon as he get that throw in, it's all downhill from there. What the hell? It's like, stop throwing, bitch. What are you doing? Quit throwing. What is that? Oh my God, I'm sorry. It just, don't you just hate when people just find that one thing they can't do nothing else, and they just do that? That's why you're playing with Vice in it and keep doing that damn the Tarnated Torpedo Cyclone shit and just keep doing with the crazy saber kick. Oh my God, what the hell? Okay. So. Other than that. Other than that, everything was great. That was great. It was funny, like I said, as usual. The other thing, okay. The funniest thing, the double dribble sound. Oh God, didn't hear that. Gigantic, a butt bigger than mine, just rolled through. Anyway, the whole damn thing, the double dribble was fucking hilarious. You know what I'm saying? You got now that's great. You know. And what happened to fighting, like when you use Blades of Steel? You should be able to just bust it up on the ice. You know. Anyway, that's all I got. Shows is great, like I said.
Christopher here, calling you on an actual phone, a mobile telephone, cussing me up. I can't talk to you. I went to see a friend today who emailed me this morning saying, do you want to come round? I'll be in all day. So I went there, and they weren't in. So instead, I went to see the film Bob Pitch Point, which it had very few positive reviews for. I don't know why, because it was bloody excellent. I can see myself before I get pissed off with rewinding at the start. But there you go. And look, edited by Stuart Baird. There's a zippy little fucker. I'm afraid I'm not really in my proper voice at the moment, but that's because I had a really, really windy, cold day, and I'm not desperate. I'm walking above and next to heavy traffic, and I'm wondering how much this is going to cost. So basically, have a good day, and bye!
Hey, Ben and Ralph. How you doing? This is Jared from Missouri. Mikey, where are you going, man? Well, Mikey's going to take a piss. I will talk to you guys. It is Wednesday night, and I am, I'm trashed. Let's see, tonight I had some citrus twist vodka with some Sprite Zero. That's right. You don't get more feminine than that. That's all right, because, you know, I'm drunk. Well, let me see. I didn't really have anything to talk about Lost about, but the thing was that I thought it'd be a dumb thing to just waste my drunkenness on not calling you guys, because, well, that's what we do when we get drunk. We call Lost Podcast. Isn't that right, Mikey? That's right. Well, better Ralph, here, Mikey wants to talk to you. He's not trash, though. He's an idiot. And don't forget about him being a fag for not hanging out with us the other night. So, well, here's Mikey.
Speaking of homos, let me just tell you how much of one Jared is. One time, me and my buddy were at a bar, and we both ordered Bud Lights. And what did Jared do? He ordered a Smirnoff. And then the best part of it was, the bartender goes, would you like a cherry with that? And then he walked off. That's it. That's all I had to say, just to say that Jared sucks. And, well, not really, but still. And he wants to talk to you again.
Ben and Ralph, Mikey is only pissed because my Oceanic 6 has proven more right than his Oceanic 6.
That's false?
That is not false. I've got 4 out of 6. I got 4 out of 6. Mikey thinks that the remaining two are going to be Michael and Walt, but we all know that that cannot be because we know at least one of them will be at least Michael and Jen. Guys, this message has gone on too long, so I think I will, even in my drunken state, bow out now. Kim and Amy, we miss you. We need some more Lost Initiative. Please, pretty please, with sugar on top and any other sweet thing that you can put on top of an ice cream cone or something. Like sugar, Mikey says.
And pasta sauce.
And like pasta sauce. We need that. Lost Initiative, you guys rock. Ben and Ralph, seriously, thanks for the great show that you guys put on every week. I love how unprofessional and how awesome you guys are. And to that guy that tells producer Jimmy, or not producer, oh, geez, producer Ryan, that he sucks, I say he sucks, because the Darmalars would be an 8 without Ryan. They are now a 9.5 without with Ryan. And then, with me, yeah, Jimmy, you guys are like a 15. So, Jimmy, we love you. I hope that everything's going okay with you. I don't know if you're sick or not, but... Well, all right, like I said about 2 minutes ago...
I got too many endings,
Mikey tells me, so I think I will end there. Ben and Ralph, you guys take it easy. Thanks a lot. Peace!
Hi, this is Son, and I'm really attractive, and I'd just like to say...
She's a she! She's a she!
And in case you didn't hear me say that, I said,
hey, this is Nathan from L.A. Pretty good episode tonight, but now they're just effing with us, aren't they? To do the whole thing with the showing the flashback and then showing the flash forward. Well, it's... I was pretty sure that Jin was going to die. After all, he did get suspected of a DUI, which is funny because everybody who gets killed off on the show has a DUI. So I was like, yeah, he's going to die. But then they show the flashback, which ended up being, or the flash forward, what we thought it was, which ended up being a flashback, and I said, oh, I guess he doesn't die. But, yeah, they're totally effing with us. You know those writers were just laughing when they came up with that one. And this can never do it again. They can never mix an episode like that. That's got to be a one-time thing. But anyone who thinks Jin is not dead, think of it this way. He has overcome his issue. And his issue, since the beginning of the show, was his marriage. And, you know, by forgiving her and admitting that he was wrong, what he did before, that's like overcoming his problems. So, yeah, he's a dead man. Anyone who thinks, oh, he's still on the island, he's hiding, no. You overcome your demons, you're dead meat. All right, thanks, guys.
Do 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 do.